Question past 25. Okay. So please don't forget, for now, the series is flexible, it's chewable, it's eatable. Take this eatable part before we get to all those, before we start getting to all those predestination sovereignty and very detailed Greek. You know, I've relaxed Greek word for a while. Yeah? We enter it back very soon. So this just welcome to the new year. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 21. So a shadow of God is particular about details, especially the details of his salvation. You are particular. That is who you are. Salvation made you who you are. You are here because of salvation. You are in church because of salvation. Salvation is your domain. Salvation is your kingdom. Salvation is just everything. So you are particular about it. See, I'm particular about salvation. So you know your truth, you know your reality, you fellowship with it, you can explain it line upon line. Not just that anything, anyhow it goes. Like, I love the question that Pastor Joy came to ask me again, on not even what I thought today, what I thought earlier, which I will clarify again further, is you must think on that. That is a student. You think on it. You think on what you have learned. You must have question. You must. You should. You must have clarification. You must have a reason to shut me up in, for example, in the last stuff we have preacher's portfolio. You must have a reason to shut me up in that. Amen. So that is a student. You think on what you have learned. You meditate on it. You set your mind on it. So, and you must be able to explain to others. Commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy 1:21. But now he who establish us. 2 Corinthians, sorry, John. What did I say before? 2 Corinthians 1:21. Now he who established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit where? In our hearts. So he gave the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. At times, the way we see how freely the Spirit is given, most times Christians tend to disrespect that concept. The Spirit of God is actually God in you. I will just say this as an introduction. The Spirit of God is not power. Spirit of God is not power. He is God in man. Why we call him the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, is God in man. Why we call him Jesus Christ is God that became a man. Why we call him the Father is because he planned it all. It's because we are his son. We call him the Holy Ghost. Why? Because he lives in us. We call him the Father. Why? Because we are his son, right? But we call him Jesus because God became a man. We don't explain it more than that. Somebody says it's 3 in 1, 1 in 3. Anyhow, just sort yourself out. That is just an explanation. The explanation matters more than maybe there's no 3 God. There's only 1 God. Okay? Are you with me? Are you with me? So, when Jesus was on that, was he God? Huh? When he was on that, was he God? He wasn't. He shouldn't be God. He can't be God on that. You are God. You can't. He said he made himself of all no repetition. He became a man. He became. Became is became. So somebody say, So where is God? He became a man, yet he remained as God. Simple. The very tricky, bad way, which can be very bad, I usually describe it. No, it's very serious to interpret. You just say that is like God was duplicate himself, right? in exact copy, like the same God duplicates himself. And that copy, there's no difference between the copy and the original. So the original, so let's say we have two original of God. One of the original became a man. Simple. So we still have one original. Is that clear? Amen. Praise God. As I said, it's a very bad way to describe it, but that is just the best way to relate to a carnal man. Because before you say something, you say, ah, when Jesus was on earth, who was he praying to? So he became a man, yet he remained as God. So I'm just saying, sorry, the Holy Ghost is not power. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Or you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you. The focus of Acts 1:8 is power. You will receive power. You can call it power of the Holy Ghost. Or rather, after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will receive of his power. Not that the Holy Ghost is power. Also, there is nothing called Holy Ghost fire. You don't need that. Let me show you the portions where it seems Holy Ghost fire was used in the Bible. Clarify that. Matthew 3 verse 11. Well done, well done. I honor you. Always know I honor you for all you do. No, you should celebrate yourself for remaining faithful. Stuff like this. Where are we reading? 3 that want to go. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to loose. He shall what? Baptize you with the Holy Ghost and what? With fire. So that fire, what does it mean? Guess, what does it mean? Yes, anybody guess? Feel free. Huh? Zeal, right? Exactly what I wrote in my notes. Any other word? Passion, right? Fire. Passion, zeal. RT, what is the meaning of fire? Always read the Bible in context. Verse 12. One to go. Yes, let's see if it's zeal. Whose fan is in his heart and he will what? Thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into a garner, but he will want burn up the shaft with unquenchable fire. So that's zeal. That's zeal. No. Don't forget, if you use the law of parallelism with verse 11 and verse 12, the one he will thoroughly purge and the one he will gather into his garner, that will be the baptized with the Holy Ghost. The one that will burn up will be the baptized with fire. Champion, you won't get that thing by looking at my face. You have to look at your Bible for you to get what I'm saying. Do you understand? You get what I'm saying? Okay, see that kind of look again. Don't worry, I'm here. Just calm down. I'm here. I go nowhere. Luke chapter 3. Luke 3 verse 16. Luke 3:16. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Right? So, first, I will explain this soon now. That fire is actually the addition of John. Hold on. That fire part is the addition of John. But now, let me show you something. See Isaiah 61 from verse 1. I'll be fast. The Spirit of the Lord God. Fire is the addition of John. Just write that down. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to what? Preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the what? You have to have seen this place. And it was the day of vengeance of our God to confront all the men. So who is God taking vengeance on? Who? Man? Luke 4:18. See when Jesus was quoting it? Open it. Open. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. 19, want to go? To preach the accepted year of the Lord. 20, and he what? He closed the book. He closed it. That's the issue. He didn't want the next guy to come and see the next part. He closed it. So the vengeance, what happened? He skipped it, right? So Isaiah, who sent you? He closed that one. He just stopped there. He closed it. Not that he has preached enough. He omitted that one. He said, this one is not there. So, go back to Mark 1:8. So when Mark will be writing his own documentation of John, see how he scripted his own. Mark 1, verse 8. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he... Sorry. Let me have... Using the Gita Bible, which cannot cast out demon. Only hard copy Bible cast out demon. Mark 1, verse 8. I indeed baptize you with water, but he shall baptize you with the and what? Just Holy Ghost, right? Like this, no. Check John's account, John 1:33. So we have two. How many fire? Two fire, Abby. So what is the count now? This is 2-1, Abby. Two wire, one without fire. So what is the scores? 2-1. Okay, John's account. And I knew him not. John 1:33. I just said John account and I'm reading. John 1:33. Wait for my wife, she's not there. John 1:33. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And nothing, right? Holy Ghost alone. What's the count now? 2-2. Let's see who we win. Let's see if Jesus will bail us out. Acts of the Apostles. Acts 1, verse 5. So four people have spoke. So we have 2-2. Let's see if Lukaku will put this ball into the net. And Sergio Ramos will miss it this time. Something like that. Sorry, maybe Sergio Ramos is a keeper. Who is he? Amen. Sorry, I'm not pulling your hand. Acts 1 verse 5. I thought you are doing like you know football. What do you do? Acts 1 verse 5. Everybody wants to go. Let Jesus bail us out, yes? For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and... So what's the count? Hallelujah. So who won? Ronaldo fans. So... There is no fire in all this place, just power, but power. So power is not fire. The fire there is figurative of judgment. The fire that John was speaking, that is why John has judgmental tone in his preaching. That's why John was expecting Jesus to judge Herod too. Come and judge Herod. That's why he could tell that Jesus, you are not speaking against Herod, and he's messing up like this. Are you who is to come? Oh, yeah. Not knowing that John was only reading his own script. Now you either is to come or we should wait for another person. So the fire is not zeal, it's not passion. The Holy Ghost is not passion, it's not zeal. So fire there is talking about judgment, which is a wrong addition. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So it cannot. And also, don't forget, in Acts 1, that Acts 1 verse 5, when he's saying, shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, okay? Since it has a date, he said, you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. That will mean that cannot be new birth. That will mean Jesus is not talking about salvation. But by a day, they will receive ministry. You don't decide a day you will receive salvation. I mean, you only believe the gospel. Just cannot tell them that, okay, on Saturday, all of you, be saved. You understand? No. But he told them, he's giving them a responsibility. You guys, you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost. That means you will take up the Holy Ghost and what? Use his power, bring forth tongues, right? On a day. So this is the responsibility of the disciples, not the responsibility of Jesus or the Spirit or anything. You cannot date the day man will believe the gospel. You cannot date the day man will become born again. He will become born again the day you receive the gospel. Do you get what I'm saying? So, because if Jesus said, if this is believing the gospel and be saved, that means that predestination is actually micromanagement. That means God must decide you will be saved the day you will be saved, or else you will not be saved. You guys? So, but rather, the same way we can say, okay, on so day, we are going to have special meetings, and we'll come here, and we'll be blessed. So what will happen? You will build your faith, you will build your expectation towards that day. That is what happened there. So this is also for receiving the New Testament, what? Ministry. Ministry is what started in Acts 2, not salvation. Is that clear? From which, it should be clear. From which series? Qualification of the supernatural ministry. So that is Wells something like that. In that series. Oh, wait, is that part of their question? I think it's part of it. She's blushing as I ask her. So it was on that. So now Matthew 7, verse 21. Grace only rejects the man that keeps rejecting grace. See that word, the man that keeps rejecting. You must be persistent in your unbelief for you to be damned. Grace rejects the man that keeps rejecting. As I told you, unbelief is not a day, it's not a day work, it's a progressive work, it's a labor. You don't come to work yesterday and you don't come today. You must keep coming. So work for what? Unbelief. So you can get debt. The wages of sin is a wage. You work. Eternal life is free. But sin is what? It's wages. It's easier to believe the gospel than to go to hell. Man going to hell is the one that is working. The man said, we are the one in God's rest. Hallelujah. But that hell, it takes effort. You will be struggling. You will be looking for an excuse to disprove Jesus. You will be looking for a reason to believe that God does not exist. You will be looking. You will be searching the internet to. You will do your best to believe that, despite all the obvious facts that Muhammad is a wicked man, he fought wars, he has plenty of wife, he slept with small children, and everything that is obvious from history and from everything. He fought wars, conquered people, he shed blood. Despite all those, you will still be proving that Jesus is nobody. Still, this Muhammad. So you are struggling to believe a lie. So don't believe his work. You will force yourself to believe in Shigidi. Sorry, what is the name of Shigidi? Help me now. Idol, Abi. Small. You will see idol. You will bow down to idol. You will walk. Oh. Jesus, don't worry. I'm not believing. Idol, I will worship you. You will go to the bush, cut the wood, shape the idol, paint it, put the nose, put the stuff, put the beards, paint it, make it scary. You will not bow down. Is that not work? You will labor. See how so those Romans 1 is labor. Some people they convince themselves, I say I am a lesbian. You think it's easy? I am born again. It's not easy. It's labor. Just because you don't want to believe the gospel. So it's easier to be saved. Amen? Praise God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Okay, not everyone that what saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that what doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Simple. So, if the scripture is giving you issues, well, the scripture already clarifies itself.
What just to find out is what? What is the will of the Father? Is that clear? And see verse 22. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name have we not done many wondrous work? And then I will profess unto them, I what? Never knew you. Depart from me. You what? That work what? Iniquity. So I can even say this is a very perfect, correct scripture from which you can teach the eternal nature of our salvation. Eternal nature of our salvation. Complete scripture assuring believers of eternal bliss and harmony. We have used this scripture to suggest and support what religion has taught us. So let's get it straight. Salvation is beyond what a man says. Salvation is just beyond what I said. Salvation is more than what a man confesses. Rather, salvation is what God has done that you believe and confess. Salvation is what God has done in Christ that you now believe, then you confess. Not just what we hear you say. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that what sent me at everlasting life. Bros, I'm not opening your Bible. Are you there? Thank you. You almost fell on my wife. I better go. Okay. At what? Everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Very plain scripture, right? So a man is saved because he believed. Galatians 2:16. Galatians 2:16. A man is saved because he has believed the gospel. Saved because his faith, because he has put faith, he has mixed faith. Hebrews 4 said the word preached to them did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. But we who shall believe do enter into his rest. Galatians 6:16. Want to go read together? Yes. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Amen. The salvation is to believe the gospel. So a man can come out for altar call, pray the sinner's prayer, and yet still refuses to believe in his heart. If you believe, you will definitely confess. But that a man confess is not a proof that he believes. That the man is saying he loves Jesus, that a man comes to church, it's not a proof that he has believed. We have heard of many church leaders, Bible readers, Bible translation, that only believe that Jesus was a good man, that lived years ago, and in their hearts, they still argue and deny that resurrection of Jesus. Choir members, plenty of them. They just join the choir because they have nice voice, can sing, and at times, since songs of salvation, it's not different from songs of romance. We just think that we can do it anyhow. So, and sadly enough, any man that refuses to acknowledge and believe in that death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is not born again. You cannot overflow that. Keep saying it. To be saved is to acknowledge and to believe in the resurrection of Jesus. Romans 10:9 is to acknowledge and believe, to have faith. That believing is of the heart. So please ensure you make up your note later. That believing is of the heart. Everybody, ensure you make up your notes. You miss a series, you make up your notes. You are listening on live stream, remember, you make up your notes. You make it up. I will look at everything on the day of reckoning. Make it up. Okay, Romans 10:9. It's not you. Why are you? That's why you don't believe the gospel. You are confessing before others are confessing. You are confessing before believing. Do you believe what you are about to read? You have not even opened. You are confessing.
Open it.
Okay, want to go? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Next verse says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the resurrection is key. Say that he that believes that God raised him from the dead, the resurrection is key. Romans 4:23. Because this is the same thing that happens to the sinner. Romans 4:23, you must believe the resurrection, because that's the same thing that happens to the sinner. You become raised from spiritual death to spiritual life. Romans 4:23. I learned that from Pastor Jola and me too. Sinner gets raised up same way Jesus was raised up, as he believed the gospel of the resurrection. That's why that is what is called the full gospel. Romans 4:23. Now it is not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. 24, want to go? But for us to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that was raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Next verse. Who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. 5 verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the only message that gives man the Holy Ghost, the message of resurrection. Preach that Jesus is an healer, a man will not receive the Holy Ghost thereby. Preach that Jesus is a book provider, he will not receive the Holy Ghost thereby. Preach that God, Jesus is a caretaker, is the husband of the widow, is the father of the fatherless. No man can receive the Holy Ghost by that. Because he's a God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, he's the God of Melchizedek, he's the God of Titan, God of first fruit, God of, which one again, atonement, God of Nebuchadnezzar, God of, you will never, cram the old Genesis to man. Malachi, without believing the resurrection of Jesus, you God of Titan, you cannot receive the Holy Ghost. It's not me. No, I don't like you. You can't.
Ephesians 2, let me just read verse 1, then I skipped over verse 5.
And you are still quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sins. Verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, when he has loved us, even when we are dead in sins, at what? Quickening us together with Christ. With Christ. So you must believe in that experience of Christ for you to be raised again. Because you are quickened with Christ.
By grace are you saved. Verse 6, want to go?
And that raised us up together. Again. And has raised us up together. Read it again. I love that. And has raised us up together. And make us to sit together in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus. Amen.
For verse 8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that is not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast.
So the resurrection. Say the resurrection is key.
So to believe that Jesus is a cool man, is a prompt healer, money supplier, husband, finder, but you still reject the resurrection, you are not born again. Such one is not saved. And that is exactly what Matthew 7 is talking about. A lot of people, they use Jesus as a tool. They use the gospel as a tool of the miraculous, miracle and kashif, miracle everything. They are just using spirituality as a tool for something else, not because they believe in the essence. So Saul, you say, I never knew you. Or let me ask you, can a man perform signs and wonders without being born again? Of course. You should have example. Some people say they are natural. Have you seen people that say they are gifted? Natural. They don't know they are related with demons, that they are naturally gifted. Any dream they see, it comes to pass. Tell you that, say I have a dream that you failed that example. Hey. And start offering sacrifice to them so they can dream another dream. I've seen people that go to Ikeja, collect the water, collect the handkerchief, do plenty of things without believing in the gospel. Without believing in that, in fact, maybe we don't even know it, that resurrection of Jesus. See Colossians 1:22. See, you are a believer because a believer will always continue to believe. That's a believer.
A man that has believed will be sustained in his belief system. Sustained by God. Your ability to keep believing is not based on it's not based on you. It's not based on what you received when you first believed. Amen. And what did you receive when you first believed? You received the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Colossians 1:22. In the body of his flesh through death to present you holy, unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If or since you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the faith, hope of the gospel which you have heard and was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, was made a minister. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. So how we know a Christian is that he will keep the realities of his redemption in his memory. That's how we know a Christian. He keeps that. He knows what God got him saved. He values it. So we cannot overflow salvation. We don't even know if Brother Tolu will just be born again by this sermon. We cannot be coming to church for decades and we're not sure they are saved. Amen. Sorry, don't mind me. And I've told you, I keep saying it, all this to make you smart. Don't meet a man on outreach and ask him, are you born again? No! Explain the born againism to him. Just simply tell him, sir, can I share the gospel with you? Can I share the word of God with you? Even the man that is born again still needs to hear. So if at the end of the day, if you share it and you say, well, actually, I'm actually an assistant pastor in the Edgar Assembly, Damaturu. Sorry, that's not a choice. it doesn't mean you have wasted your time. That's the way some people make you feel. After you have preached to them, say, well, actually, in my church, they see the gospel as something you have believed sometimes. It's not hard to know that if they truly believe it. But if you truly believe it, you will treasure it. Oh, I love you. Of all redeemed songs, that I praised him, that part of, oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day I will never forget. After I wander in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, found me. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the needs of my heart. Shadows are spelling with joy. I'm telling you, he made all the darkness the power. Ooh, heaven came down and glory filled. Me far, me far, me far, so far, me red. When I was lost, my Savior made me. Family, so my sin was washed away. Heaven light was come to the soul. Heaven came down here and glory. Glory to heaven. Glory to God. So Kilomu to Miwa, Holy Ghost, Kilomu to Miwa. Amen. Based on salvation, Kilomu to Miwa, Kingdom Rearians, Holy Ghost. Amen. Sorry, Kilomu to Miwa, that means what does he? What did he bring for me after his salvation? That is the next part of the song. So he said, that good things he brought for me. Some people will say, okay, good things that now I have Joshua as my boy. I have this. The good thing is he gave you the Holy Ghost. Say, Holy Ghost!
Holy Ghost!
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anytime we are doing Easter, all those Easter songs. No, that is the only time we remember Jesus in our church. Oh God, I will just lock myself in the room. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ijado queen, Ogun Satan, Olugbala. Okay. Let's sing the one they know. You remember? Praising Jesus, our blessed and redeemed. You don't know that one too? So what are you? amen. So even in the days of limited, like those songs, I just, it brings so much joy. Agna era des yes, sing glory to the newborn king. For talking about the incarnation anyway, sing, his own net and mercy kind, God and sin has reconciled. Joyful all ye nations round, join the triumph of the sky, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born. Which one do you know now? Agna era des yes, there's one of the last times that now said, born to raise the sons of men, born to give them second birth. Those are songs. We now be doing Chevrolet today now in the church. So there, left reality. Not doing frivolity. Ramira Baba, era Baba, era, Papa, go over here. One. Two, we not left reality. This is why nobody see. Nobody will be innocent for not preaching this doctrine. Those songs were sung by who? Composed by who? CAC. Celestia. Kianes. Long ago. Not by Pastor Nainga. And nobody will be innocent for not preaching the right doctrine. They all saw it. Go and see those in hymnas. When you rule six. Hallelujah. Just so much of them. Oh God. I would just sing more, eh? At least remember, no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in. No, from first cry to final death. Jesus commands my death. No power of earth, no scheme of man cannot fall me from his end till he returns or calls me up. Here I will stand. This is where I am. So you hear rapture is coming. I am here. Rapture is late. I am here. Somebody is carrying trumpet, standing on the sea. I am here. Blow your trumpet. I am here. When you are done, you come and see me. You know, it's kind of trumpet, you're not shaking. Hallelujah. So there is a reality in that redemption. Reality is real. See, I love the person that put it. He said thousands of men. Say if you said that was a lie, eh? Men that lived in different continents, or rather in different time, ages and time, they all wrote the same thing. They are saying it's a lie. Without seeing themselves, without texting that, okay? Abraham did not text Moses. Moses, in your time, this is what you should do. You didn't text Ezekiel, in your time, this is the vision you should see. Anybody saw the same thing, you're saying it's a lie. The founder of Redeem, Daniel went to school. Before that could not even read Bible, God showed him. What is the name of the church? The Redeemed. Christian, Church of God. I say it's a thank you, tautology. I say it's a lie. Amen. God gave enough witness already. Strong one. The man never went to school. He wrote it down. Somebody else interpreted it for him. He didn't know the meaning. Like he wrote it down. Now to say, please, what is this? So I can best say God was explaining the new creation to him. It's beyond the name of a church. Who are these people you want to lead? They are redeemed. They are Christian. They are my church. Ha! Glory to God. Hallelujah. With repetition of these guys, they belong to me. You know, say they can go to hell. You know, say only 2,000 of redeemed members will go to hell. You are the one that is going to hell. So. And I say, ah, I've already redeemed members. Only two of them will go. So Baba and his wife alone. So who saw? I said, yes, I'm crying. Yes, I'm crying. Yes, I'm weeping. Amen, amen. So, 1 Corinthians 15, Jerry.
So, a believer, you keep this reality in your memory. You are called a believer because you remember these things. You fellowship with them. You sing about them. You are not convenient when they are singing. That is why, you know, all these marriage ceremony that we are, that is why we just hear a lot of, a lot. A lot. Because Emi Leni Taye Tiro, that song is very demonic. What's the Anu Dibu? In court, he's praising the man. I am the one that people have thought, what's the inquiry? I was able to kidnap, deceive a man to marry me. You now tweak some song. Give me a wedding song. Oh God. It's belong, Abby. No, we have some songs that are clearly for wedding. But there are some short songs. They will now. Oh, thank you. Lord, your Lord, your this is my day of joy. Come, let's sing. This is your day of joy. Your day of joy. Yeah. You didn't even call salvation your day of joy. The day you found a boo, that is the day of your joy. Ah! Hey, what about me? Big dog, go. I'll sit down, believe I'm talking to my. What? Okay, sorry. Interpretation. What? God is not mysterious to you, Jerry. What? He just take your reality. You sing, you don't, you are not where they are tweaking your song, and you are not, even if you are there, after service, you are always going to block that choir director. You don't collect. You don't call. What are you singing? Why are you like this? Are you singing for the boo or for God? Which one? No, you know, but I can't say this. They did that. I was singing, they give me a big JJ. Elevated in the U.S. umbrella over me. He said he went to another house. You are mad. Let's kiss it right. Yeah, you man. You have called Jesus tomorrow to cut out your. You know, you kiss you. I thought you had this name called K. His name is useless before you. Use the name to announce Buhari is the winner. Use the name to. Who is that president that they are not turning into power in Nigeria? It should be good luck now. Abi? The pork oil. Who is that man of God again? It's one cat. One. Pour oil on his head. Anointed the president of Nigeria and he failed Nigeria. Huh? What's going to answer to injury? Let's do this and go. I mean, I'm praying and go. From verse 1 though. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you what? Stand. You stand. Stand there. Sit down there. Sit down for that truth. Jokole, sit down there. Don't go. Sit down on that truth. Don't get tired of it. Don't modernize it. Don't touch it up. Don't add ice and sugar. No, they don't use ice and sugar again for sure. No, there is something that you use now. That's nice, like ice cream. You guys are not mother. Remind this one. Verse 2. By which also you are saved, if you what?
So the saved man keeps in memory. This one is just describing. It's not saved. It's not saying any man that does not remember clearly come to church. It's not saying it's not saved. But this is a description of a saved man. He keeps in memory what has been preached to him. Unless you only believe in vain.
Because don't forget the context of the chapter. He was correcting them about their wrong knowledge of resurrection. Now starting from verse 11. Now said, if Christ be raised from the dead, I'll say some among you that there be no what? Resurrection of the dead. That means that man is not keeping the details of what saved him in his memory. And it can be, you can even argue is that that one is not even saved. So the saved man keeps the details of his salvation in his memory. And what's the details? 3 and 4. 1, 2, let's read. For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ was died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the scripture.
It's just one simple song in Yoruba. Ore ofesha ni gbekele mi Jesu ku fun araye o ku fun mi. That is sufficient.
Think that is enough to replace your 2 hours crazy and torture.
Life for life. Emi o fun emi mi. Emi re o fun emi. Jesu fe mi re ropo fun emi mi.
That is when those heaven people still have sense. Those years ago. Sorry. So, a saved man keeps in memory what he has believed. I'm not saying, you know, some people that stop growing spiritually, they may actually appear like they don't believe, but of course that is not the expression of God. You are expected to keep in memory what you have what believed. So what I'm simply saying is that salvation is not what a man says with his mouth. Salvation is what you believe and said at the same time. Do you understand the difference? It's not just about what I said, it's what I believed. What you believed. And how do we know a man that believes? He will continue. He will continue. Not for 5 years. He will continue. He will continue. No, forget 1 John 2 said, these people, they went out of us because they were never of us initially. 1 John 2. So, but at that instance, let me say this clearly now. If you make like you preach an odd sermon and you told people to come out, of everybody that came out, only God knows how many of them are truly born again. Let me be frank with you. Lots come out for altar call for plenty reasons. For confusion, they come out. They don't even understand what is happening, they come out. They like you, they come out. They don't want to see the poopy, they come out. They are sick, they come out. They are just depressed, they just need a solution, a way out, they come out. Amen? So, at that instance, that is why salvation is by believing. Only God knows. But progressively, we know a man that believes when he keeps that reality in his consciousness for a long time. So, when he was saying in Matthew 7:21 that not everyone has said to be Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven. So, we now ask, what is the will of the Father in heaven? John 6:39. Be fast. John 6:39. Pastor, the care can go. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath what given me, I should lose nothing, but raise it up at the last day. Say it is Jesus that does the Father's will. Say we only cooperate with him by believing his gospel. So don't forget, he said, Matthew 7 says, it's only the one that does the will of my Father. And John is saying there that this is the Father's will. That anybody that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing but raise it up in the last day. So eternal salvation is Jesus' responsibility alone. And all you do is to believe. I see that is not enough. See verse 40. See it clearly now. 40 explains clearly. 40, oh, want to go? Yes? And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have what?
everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day. So the people Matthew 7 was addressing that I never knew you, they are people that never believed. Because the will of the Father is that you believe the gospel and you have everlasting life there.
So, and also, the people, he said about those people that I never knew, right? Yeah, you are workers of iniquity, I never knew you. But quickly, Galatians 4 verse 9. Galatians 4 verse 9. Let's see if Jesus knew you. What of you? Are you known of Jesus? Does he know you? But how will somebody that lives in you say, I don't know you? Spirit of God lives in you, you say, I never knew you. It's clear that that can never be talking about the believer. So Galatians 4 verse 9. But now, after what? Come on, let's read it together. Salve, Joy, you're not there. Want to go? Yes. But now, after you have known God, or rather known, say, I'm known of God. Say, I'm known of God. John 10, 27. John 10, 27. My sheep. My sheep what? My sheep what? My sheep hear my voice and I know them. And they what? They what? Come on. They follow me. Next verse. And I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I, my Father, are one. Amen. Say, God knows me. Say, God knows me. So, this is the foundation of true spiritual growth, devoid of fear and hypocrisy. You have to know and to be convinced that hell can never be yours again. That can never be the destination of a Christian. You must be sure of that. Not just because your pastor told you, but because you are convinced by the word, you are convinced by the indwelling of the Spirit. See, I'm convinced by the word. I'm convinced by the indwelling of the Spirit too. It's even the Spirit that convinced you. Sorry, it's even the word that convinced you of the indwelling of the Spirit, not your emotion. Not because you feel good once in a while in the morning. 1 Timothy 1 verse 10. When somebody tells you that hell is just because you didn't fulfill one religious or moral obligation, when you are told that if you don't pay one money, you go to hell, you should know that that man is only joking. He's just joking. It's too late. He's joking. Eternal life is freely, even to man without works. The day you believe the gospel, your name, your identity becomes eternally and irreversibly deleted from those who can go to hell. Irreversibly. It's too late. From those who we receive what is called the wrath of God. But see, First Timothy 1 verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10. Pay attention to these details. So that is why I tell you, you explain. You can just go to a man that, okay, I want to explain to you this scripture. Just explain. And that explanation ensure you emphasize also that death, burial, and resurrection. So you don't have to use the traditional style that are you born again? Let me start this way. Let me teach you this way. So, say, can I just share this portion with you? Can I just explain this part to you? But in your whichever you explain from the same scripture, when must you enter? Enter the house of resurrection. Go there. Go there. Tell your neighbor, say, go there. Don't too shop. Don't go. Some of you preach. Go to Ahab. Talk about Ahab. Talk about Jezebel. Come back to Abraham. Talk about Ruth, Naomi, Boaz, Boo, everything. Esther was a nice man. So let me pray for you. Ah. Just do. I'm doing a spiritual DJ. Have you? Just DJ everything. It's not, DJ does not get a man saved. Resurrection. Acts 16. What shall we do? What can I do to be saved? What did he tell them? Believe in the name of the Lord Jesus. Simple. You see, you and your house, if they believe too. Not that sacking of the man will cover for the house. First Timothy chapter, sorry, Thessalonians 1 verse 10. Want to go?
Thessalonians now.
1 verse 10. Don't wait yet. Wait for others. Want to go, yes? And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even who? Jesus. Who will deliver us? Is it who will deliver us? Who delivered us? Who already delivered us from the wrath to come? So if whichever wrath is coming, say, I am delivered. So wherever, let them be putting on their CCCs, Obama is coming. Boy, say Obama is the Antichrist. Abi? Later is who? Donald Trump. Now, okay, Donald Trump is already, he's soon gone now. Now it will be Buhari. Later, after Buhari, it was Lalu the day before. Now before, CCCs is the Obama's healthcare before. So now CCCs will be worse. It was formerly tattoo of Joe Shingom. In those days, you know, long ago, you know, those Shingom and Jaya tattoo. Some of you don't know that one. before that was CCCs, later that one expired. And now, what is CCCs right now? They said your phone number. We have CCCs. Say if this number call you, you receive the call, you receive the mark of the beast, or you start vomiting blood, all those things. Enter CCCs, I say, please give me the number, let me die it, let me know who is there. Let's just try something. If I call, if a number called me and I die, phone call, and the devil could travel through the phone, enter the microwave region, enter my phone, my battery did not down. My antenna received the demon enter from the phone, enter my ear. The phone that contained how many messages? And one message of single woman that cannot even stop the demon. I not form a firewall with antivirus, everything, Avast, everything is your phone, and the demon can still penetrate. Abba. This is what it is. Anything that looks so. In fact, some people will go around. I don't know if you have seen those pictures on the net. They say, don't worry, shut your Satan. You don't say, you're a liar. You're a liar. You see what I say, you're a liar. You don't belong to any devil. We are Illuminati. Now that thing has died down now. So we are Illuminati. Say we have sold our soul. Where is the soul? Where do you know the soul is? We have sold our soul to the devil. Say, this is what they are redeemable. Some people will say, those guys, once you join them, it's over. Extra deception. Illuminati. Just English name. Not in the English word, not in the Bible. No Greek word. How can somebody that doesn't have Greek word take a man to her? Amen, amen. Praise God. There's a rumor that Michael Jackson believed the gospel before he went into all this. That means you meet him in heaven. If you don't meet him, that means you are not going to. That means you are not going. If Rihanna, all of them, if is there they started from choir, Jesse's girl, what is it, her name, Beyonce? Is there they all started from church? If they by mistake believe, maybe one of these that they are just singing the plenty Yoruba song that they are singing for their carol. If in doing one song they just say wow, and she reflected and she believed, and later one guy just confused him, she went and she started dancing for the devil and her address. The devil will be surprised that on that day he will not enter. He will not enter hell. Hallelujah. Glory! Those are the checkmates that God will actually use to defeat the devil that day. See him. You're Beyonce. I do your heart or something like that. Amen. Of course, I'm not encouraging wrong stuff. I'm simply saying, what I'm saying now, I'm not encouraging. So I'm emphasizing that power of salvation. Olagbara is mighty to save. Why would I call him mighty to kill? He says he's mighty to save. Mighty to save. To rescue a man. That's salvation. That's Baba God. Specialist. He said, I will save you. You know. Adamo. Don't on you. Thank you.
That's the English.
Adamo. But that your back carries more weight. What damn on. I will save you like this. What damn on. Hallelujah. Say that is our God. So 1 Corinthians 15:22. Come on. He said, who delivered us? Past tense, from the wrath to come. Done. Done deal. 1 Corinthians 15:22, for as in Adam all die, even so in Adam all shall be made alive. All in Christ. Of course, in context talking about our immortality, but of course, based on our belief in the gospel. Based on, which is the result of salvation. Immortality is the result of salvation. Hallelujah. So, this is the reason to love God more. To serve Him more. Not a license to misbehave. I trust you where you the goodness of God, like he told that woman, he said of that woman that he knew she was forgiven much, she will love much. Say, I know how much I am forgiven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So you say this, you keep saying it to yourself, you keep saying it, it will change your life. Let this reality, this is my passion in ministry. But there was a time in ministry, I just vowed that the only thing I will preach for the rest is salvation. So that the entity will now, we'll just be serious. I mean, you understand, if I'm only preaching salvation, that's why I have to do career in God small. Amen. That's why I once vowed that it's only salvation. It is sweet. Eh? Even IFLS sang wonderful story of love. Tell it to me again. Tell it to me again. Let me hear it. Let me hear it. Don't get tired. Hallelujah. He said, sinners, won't you believe this wonderful story? It's wonderful. Ooh, glory to God. Go and refresh your hymns, okay? Dust your hymns. Leave the was up song for now. Dust your hymns this period. Sing, just sit down. Just sing hymns. Huh? Sing, just sing them to yourself. That talks about the reality of your salvation. Ashegun ati ajogun ni aje nipa eje Christi ani isegun boluwa je ti wa aki osubu ko so on to le bori agbara ashegun ni wa ashegun come on sing ashegun ni wa see the next part, oh. Any tapa bele she hile owa onjowa awaju ashe no awaju ashe hallelujah glory. Say I'm a man upon whom hell has lost the battle forever. Say, I am redeemed eternally with the blood of Jesus Christ. Say, there is no death before me. There is no hell before me. I am more than a conqueror. That is the meaning of that song. Say, I am more than a conqueror. Say, for I am in Christ justified. Is in me glorified. Glory. Hallelujah. Thanks so much for today. 5 minutes, we'll relax and we'll do our prayers. Thank you, Mr. Peace.